All right. Well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass episode 23. And I'm Matthew Nickel, and joining me here today is the senior guard and one of the captains, Matt Hawkins. So, Matt, thanks for joining me.
Appreciate you having me. Appreciate you having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, let's start off with this has always been the greatest debate of my lifetime. Do you prefer Matt or Matthew?
You know, I think I prefer Matt. I go back and forth a little bit, but it kind of caught me off guard the other day. We were in a game. This was Bethel, and Coach Dope said Matthew, and I don't think I've ever heard him say that. And it kind of threw me off. So I think I'm good with Matt for now.
All right. Yeah, it really has been, man. Like, I remember I went by Matt all the way up until actually when I was at Augie. I started to transition a little bit to Matthew, but again, I think I've really landed on Matthew at the end of the day. But yeah, man, I went back and forth, and I don't know. Do you get asked that a lot? Because I do. I guess. Do you prefer Matt or Matthew? I mean, regularly.
It kind of depends. I mean, people do ask me, but honestly, more now that I'm in college. I get a lot of people call me Hawk. I never said for people to call me that back in grade school and high school because my dad was always Hawk. So it was kind of like, you know, he can't be
all
Hawk
right.
If Big Hawk is around. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm still rolling with Matt. So.
All right. Well, we'll take that. It's better than Hawk Jr. or something like that. So, Well, hey, all right, so you're a senior, you know, Vikings are off to the best start, you know, since you've been here. I mean, how would you describe the season so far, kind of from your point of view?
I think it's been refreshing is the first thing that comes to mind. I think we're out there having a lot of fun, playing with a lot of joy. Obviously, it's more fun to win, so, you know, that's something that's that's always going to help out. But yeah, I think the biggest thing is just refreshing. You know, all the guys are happy to play, playing with a lot of joy and doing it together. So.
How's it been, you know, under Coach Delp's kind of first full year, you know, under the helm? I mean, he's been on the staff for a few years now, but really, you know, him, Malik, you know, really kind of leading the charge here. How's that been so far on is your senior year?
Hello?
Hey, there you go. All right. Okay. Looks like you froze there for a second. No, you're good. Yeah. So with, you know, with Coach Delp and Malik, you know, Wildermuth there, the assistant coach role, how has it been so far? Just, you know, them kind of their first full year, you know, kind of, captaining the ship here.
It's been awesome. Really. I mean, my opinion, not a ton different. Because, you know, Delp is still preaching his same things that he preached even when he wasn't head coach. And same with Malik when he wasn't, you know, the head assistant. But, you know, they just are, you know, reinforcing the things that they've already been saying, you know, when they weren't in the roles they are now. And they're just doing it with a louder voice, a little more commanding, you know, so guys are held accountable. But it's been great.
Awesome. Now, I know you guys just got out of practice about an hour ago. You know, what has the focus been, you know, on this week as you work to prepare for, you know, Milliken next Wednesday here at home?
Really right now, it's just a lot of us. You know, obviously we're getting ready to play a good CCIW opponent, but just because we have a nice little break or just a extended gap until the next game when we do play Milliken, it's been a lot of us. For the past couple of days, and then we'll start getting into some more Milliken tailored things. But yeah, it's just been a lot of focusing on the things that, you know, we need a little more work on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you guys are just finishing off your, you know, your non-conference schedule. I think you guys went 7-2, you know, over that time frame. So you mix in some really good teams, came away some really nice wins. You know, so I think, you know, ultimately sitting in a really, really good spot, you know, as you head into conference play, you know, here this week. So, now, last night after we connected and kind of confirmed the time for today, you know, I've had to get to work on, you know, my questions, cause I only had a few. Now I uncovered a video on YouTube and I shared it last night, but the Xfinity prep profile of Matt Hawkins. I mean, it's funny because it's almost 4 years to the day that was released January 7th of 2021. And, you know, seeing you then, you know, compared to now, it's, you know, obviously you're 4 years older, but, you know, one of the things that they talked about is, like you described your mentality, and how you approach the game as truly kind of an asset, to yourself. You know, 4 years later, I kind of want to ask you the same thing. Like, what do you feel like you've brought to this program kind of the past 4 years, looking backwards?
You know, I saw the Twitter post that you said about that, and I kind of watched a little bit of the video, just like the first portion. And really my answer, I don't think has changed a whole lot. I think I bring, you know, a lot of different things, to the game or to our program. And, you know, whatever, you know, Coach Dub feels is needed, you know, that's kind of what I'm willing to do, especially when we got guys like Ty who can, you know, knock down shots at any time. You know, we got great defenders. You know, we're great really across the board. So mm-hmm. I just try to do, you know, what I can, what's needed that game. If we need, you know, more pressure on the ball or more post catches, more guys coming off screens, ball screens, whatever it may be, you know, I'm pretty willing to do that just because I think I'm a flexible player in that sense.
Well, you know, you've been a 4-year player for the Vikings. I think not only are you just well respected, but you know, you're looked to, you know, as a leader on the team. Obviously you're a captain. How would you describe like your leadership style?
You know, I think really, I think I cater kind of person to person. You know, some guys I think need a little more, you know, arm around the shoulder, kind of, you know, you didn't do this right, but we got this next time. And I know other guys do much better with the kind of, you know, not necessarily yelling, but, you know, raising the voice a little more just so they understand the message. So really, I think it's just, you know, understanding the person, and then, you know, holding them accountable in whatever sense that needs to be. So, you know, like I said, whether it's putting an arm around a guy's shoulder or kind of, you know, calling a guy out, you know, in a drill or something like that, it's really whatever it may be at that time.
Well, it's interesting you say that around like flexing style, because you think about, you know, a little bit like life after Augie and continuing to evolve as a leader, you know, in life and in the community. It's like, you know, strong leaders have to be able to flex their style and cater to the person or the audience, you know, that they're helping to lead. So I think, you know, showing some awareness to that, I think at this early age, I think shows a ton of maturity about obviously who you are and, you know, what type of example you like to lead by. So, you know, when I was talking to Sean Kelly, and he mentioned in the interview, that I had with him that you were one of the players that he's looked to kind of in his first year at Augustana. You know, so much of like one person's, let's say, legacy is really measured on, you know, how they've impacted others, how they've made others feel. When it's all said and done and you look back at the legacy you've left on this program, how do you want people to remember you and describe you?
You know, I really just want to be considered a guy who was, you know, out there giving his best effort whatever game, whatever practice, whatever extracurricular activity it is. And then at the same time, being a great leader in that sense. So, you know, like the younger guys are able to say like, oh, this guy, you know, help me out along the way. I remember Hawk said this on this action or whatever, that I should be doing this, and hopefully that leaves an imprint in their mind that, you know, Hawk told me this. So, you know, hopefully they continue to remember that and cherish things like that, because it might not always be basketball as well. You know, we hang out, all these guys hang out all the time outside of practice and games and stuff like that. So, you know, just even in life in general, like, I would just like people to, you know, consider me a person they can look up to or reach out to anytime they need to.
Now, you know, when you were a freshman and sophomore, I mean, who did you kind of look up to and form a good bond with or look to as like a mentor?
I looked up a lot to Matt Hanno. Matt Hanno and Nate Ortiz were two guys that kind of took me under their wing and you know, really explain, especially what I needed to do to impact the game as a freshman, and, you know, told me to really gave me the confidence to go out there and play the way I knew I could play. Because initially I was, you know, it's some freshman jitters, a little nervous. But I think that, you know, Nate and Hanno and Dan too did a great job of kind of, you know, taking me aside and helping me understand that, you know, I can impact the game in many ways. So.
Now, you know, in that prep profile, you know, your coach mentioned, you know, you've had a great support system around you growing up. Who would you say has been really kind of influential, you know, in your life, you know, off the court?
Man, there's definitely a long list there. You know, my whole immediate family, especially, but the first person that comes to mind, is my grandpa. My grandpa would, I mean, since I can remember, would take me to gyms and just kind of let me go and work out, and he would stay and just watch me. And, you know, he taught me a lot about, you know, not just basketball, because honestly, he didn't know a whole lot about basketball or sports in terms of like X's and O's. But, you know, he helped me understand that, you know, your best effort is really all you can do. And, you know, if you keep doing that, eventually you'll get the results you want. And he taught me a lot about life in general. So I would definitely say my grandpa, he was a great example for me.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. Now, outside of basketball, I mean, what do you kind of enjoy, you know, doing when you're not focusing on basketball or school?
Man, it's always been video games for me. So right now it's Marvel Rivals for sure. Been playing a lot of that. Outside of
what,
that.
What platform? What platform, though? Xbox or PlayStation? Oh,
PlayStation for sure. PlayStation for sure. Yeah, PlayStation for sure. Ever since Xbox 360, it's been PlayStation. But yeah, so definitely video games, movies and things like that, hanging with friends, trying to read a little bit more, but with school and stuff like that, it's a little bit daunting. But we'll get into that hopefully later. But yeah, those are the main things right now.
So you have an interest in reading. Is there anything in particular that, you know, you're wanting to, you know, read a little bit more, you know, even after you graduate, that you want to start to kind of dive into a little bit?
You know, the most recent thing that kind of sparked my interest was the 48 Laws of Power. I really wanted to read that because I read Meditations last year. And I just thought it was a very good book in terms of, you know, just self-growth and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I respect kind of the main theme of Meditations was like being stoic. And I can really appreciate, you know, people who act in that manner. So I think that's my main thing. It's kind of books in that sense. And then I kind of want to grow into more books that are kind of have that, you know, kind of self-growth aspect to it, but is a little less, I guess a little less complicated in a sense, because a lot of those, you know, like Meditations is a very old text. So I would like something to be a little more playful, but still be, kind of that self-growth aspect.
Like it. What's maybe something about you that people may not necessarily know about you? You know, whether something you like to do, you like to watch, you like to listen to.
I think it's two things. First being music, right when you said listen to, I mean, I listen to music all hours of the day, whatever, almost whatever I'm doing. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is anime. I watch a whole lot of anime. I think it just teaches you great lessons. It, obviously, it's one of those more playful things, mm-hmm. but I think it has a lot of good lessons in it. That was kind of one thing my grandpa had me watching Dragon Ball Z growing up, and I'd always thought that was just a super good way of kind of teaching. It taught me a lot of things about just how to act as a person and how, you know, other people would want to be treated and stuff like that. So I like anime a whole lot, yeah.
So I know nothing about anime, so I can't really ask you any follow-up stuff on that. But music-wise, I mean, you know, what's kind of rotating on your, you know, on your playlist?
That's tough. That's a tough question. But right now, just my regular heavy rotation. Future's always in there. Gunna, Lucky. Lucky's probably my favorite artist right now.
He's out of Chicago, right?
He is, yeah. He's from the west side of Chicago, so that was always really cool seeing him kind of come up. And then the last one I'll throw, more of an underground artist, but I'll throw Jason there. He's okay. Kind of on the come up as well, but
you know, it's been funny because on some of these interviews, music seems to come up a lot, you know, especially, you know, especially with the basketball team, it seems like it's come up a lot more. And, you know, it came up with Evan, you know, and he, you know, collects records and, you know, there's kind of a bond with that, with his dad, and he had a big collection. And Chase had Pink Floyd, you know, kind of in his backdrop. And then, you know, Sean was talking about Lucky, you know, as well. And so actually I had to go find him and listen to him, because he mentioned a couple of people and I'm like, I have no idea who you are. Like, my playlist, it's like, it's anywhere from like 80s and 90s is my time frame. And you know, it's like, put in 90s rap, it's like Tupac, Biggie, Snoop, Dre, everybody there you can think of. Anything new, I'm like, gosh, pretty much past probably 2005. Probably know many. I stay in my lane there. So
yeah, I enjoy older music a whole lot too, especially older R&B and stuff like that. I listen to a whole lot of that, but old rap as well. Mobb Deep's probably like my favorite there. But
okay. Now, you're a computer science major, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So what kind of stoked that interest?
That was another kind of thing that just started very, very early on. My grandpa was super into tech for some reason. He was not good with it, but he loved just toying around with it. And that kind of just filtered into me. And it was kind of with video games as well. I was really young and wanted a gaming PC to play some different games, Minecraft and stuff at the time. But eventually that kind of just evolved into me, like, you know, building another PC and you know, swapping out parts and stuff like that. And then it just kind of, like I said, evolved from there even more, where I took a class in high school on coding. And then, you know, basically my senior year, I had my mind made up already that I wanted to do computer science as my major. So yeah, it started really early on.
Now, have you ever had any interest on like getting involved with the esports program at Augie?
No, I couldn't. I don't know if I could do esports. I think it would make me I'd be a little too irritated on the game. I also don't think I'm good enough, but yeah, it is. I probably would have a lot of fun doing esports, but I think, you know, that's kind of one of those things where I like to relax a little more. So I think it would spark a little too much irritation in me, but
now, in your who do you live with right now?
So I live with Brandon Merritt, who does kind of like a lot of the videos and stuff, and I live with Bailey Greenberg. I think you know both. Bailey does like some videography stuff for some of the basketball and football games. Really tall guy, like 6'7". And they were both they both played here at some point. So
okay. Yeah, because I think he did the production for football, if I remember correctly. I'm terrible with names to start, but I can tell you exactly who he is. So, you know, when I was at Augie, we had it was me and a couple of other football players, and we always were kind of sticking on the gaming thing. We always had a game we went to, we played against. Do you guys have a house game that like you compete, you know, compete on and quite a bit, or?
It's actually a couple. The most common, just team-wide, I'll have guys come over. We play some 2K. That's always a big one. You know, that's a good one to start some arguments. And then recently it's been NCAA football. Had a couple of those. And then the last one is UFC. Brandon loves UFC, so we've been playing a lot of that. That's a little more lighthearted, but I would say the main two are probably 2K and NCAA football.
Man, so next week I'm gonna have John Bolton on from the esports team. He also plays football, but you know, he just took second to Dallas Baptist for the esports program playing NBA 2K. Yeah, back in my day, I mean, I'm gonna age myself, but like ours was like Soul Calibur. That was the one we always played before we went out. But again, that was like PS2. You know, we're talking 2003, 2004. Now within computer science, you know, it really ranges across like programming language, networks, systems, data structures, algorithms, you know, like database management. What aspect of kind of the computer science degree and track that, you know, do you find yourself, you know, interested in more or kind of gravitating towards?
Initially and still right now is mostly software development. I like the app development side of things and kind of like the, you know, the different softwares, I think because of gaming and stuff like that. But I've gotten, a lot more into, I think it's called financial. It's basically like an auditing side of computer science. So it's kind of like the cybersecurity aspect of financial auditing. Since a lot of that's done kind of over, you know, databases and stuff like that. I've grown a big interest in that, especially because it's growing. But I think it's something that that I just had an interest in, because if I didn't do computer science, I think I would have done accounting. And so that's just kind of been an interest of mine for a while.
Well, it really seems like the math side, you know, really, really kind of lend yourself to the computer science side. So I could certainly see the accounting aspect. Now, do you have like a senior inquiry class that you need to focus on, you know, here in the spring or?
Yeah. That'll be my last, I guess, required computer science class. All the others would be electives. So, yeah, just this last SI.
Are you familiar with like RStudio at all?
Not a whole lot, I don't think.
Yeah, I was trying to. So last year I had the I partnered with the senior inquiry class, and they built me a football and baseball kind of stat program, but it was all based on RStudio. And I really don't know a whole lot about RStudio, and like what they built was awesome. And it functioned really well. You just really need to know how to get into kind of RStudio and manipulate, you know, some of the data that's coming in to like pull in, like they had it to where it was pulling in all of football and baseball stats, at all levels, any school from the NC2A, you know, stat site. And so I was like, man, I wonder if you know anything about RStudio. That'd be handy, because I may say, hey, take a look at this for me selfishly.
Yeah, I would,
as we get ready for baseball.
Yeah, I would be really interested to look at some stuff like that, actually, especially with the SI coming up. So.
Yeah. I might have to hit you up then. I bought a new laptop for here at home, so I need to get it installed, and I've got all the standard work that they gave me. I need to kind of comb back through and familiarize myself, because I was like, man, baseball starts in like 6 weeks. So it's coming up quick. Now, have you had an opportunity to do any type of like work study or internship so far?
I did. I did an internship over the summer with the city of Aurora. I was a IT intern, or technically, I guess my name was like CFO intern. And basically, I shadowed the CFO for a good portion of the day. Obviously, it was a lot of things I couldn't hear about because it was, you know, meetings with the mayor and stuff like that. But yeah, it was very insightful in terms of kind of, you know, what happens at municipalities, especially a large one like Aurora. And it gave me a lot of good insight on kind of what the cybersecurity or IT realm kind of looks like on the public side. So it was a very, very interesting summer for me. It was awesome.
So what, you know, what does kind of life look like possibly for, you know, after Augie, kind of career wise? Are you looking to stick around the area? Can I move back, you know, to the suburbs? What are you kind of thinking?
I'm pretty open. I like California a lot. I have some family that lives in California. I visit them quite often, and yeah, I do like Cali a lot. So that's probably first on my radar right now. And then I think my second would be to go back home, and live in Chicago somewhere, probably like Wicker Park. So yeah.
You know, one of the things I wanted to go back to, you talked about earlier, your roommate, Brandon Merritt. And, you know, I saw last night in the email Coach Delp sent out for the fast break, it had it linked to that docuseries he's working on. So of course it was like 11:30 last night. I see the email, and of course I'm like laying in bed. I'm like, oh, I need to watch it on my phone. So I do. That is super cool. And I think about, you know, all the things that the basketball team is doing to promote the program, promote the players. So many really cool things. Like, do you have any idea where that docuseries, like where that idea stem from?
You know, I don't want to take put words in Brandon's mouth here, but, you know, we watch a decent amount of YouTube in our house. That's just kind of how we grew up, especially me and Brandon. But it's a guy called Nick in the Cut, and he did, a docuseries on, the most popular was Jared McCain, when Jared McCain was in high school. And I think that's kind of where the idea started. And then, you know, once they kind of got connected, that he got connected with Augie and Coach Delp to start doing some content creation. He right away was like, yeah, I want to do some type of, you know, docuseries showing, you know, some fun stuff on the bus, mm-hmm. or, you know, of course, games and stuff like that. And, you know, I let him handle all that. He's the mastermind with the content creation, but yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you know, it's been interesting. You know, I brought this up with Evan when I was interviewing him, because that same day, or within the last few days before talking to him, you know, they had that the NCAA ruling on the one JUCO player about giving him another year of eligibility. And this morning I was Bob Quillman from Wesleyan. He's one of the D3 Hoops top 25 voters. He and I were talking on Twitter about an article came out this morning that the NCAA is looking at expanding to fifth year, to 5 years of eligibility, which I'm like, I mean, the implications would be crazy, because, you know, one of the things Augie doesn't have is a graduate program to hold on to players for a fifth year. Whereas like a Wheaton or Central do, Illinois Wesleyan does, you know, so that's kind of how they built, specifically Wheaton and North Central, you know, football powerhouses. But, I mean, have you heard anything about that, or is that kind of news to you? And I mean, what's your kind of reaction to that?
Yeah, that's news to me. Yeah, I had no idea that they were thinking about expanding to a fifth year. Yeah, that's news to me. I don't know. I would have to do some heavy thinking about that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously something like that's not going to happen probably enough time. Because, you know, I was talking with Coach Wildermuth, you know, about the JUCO thing. I was like, hey, I still have a year of eligibility if that's the case. So it might have to be player coach. I mean, you know, being like from your perspective, I mean, you've been in the era of, you know, NIL deals. Obviously, it's not really impacting, you know, many folks at the D3 level. But I mean, what's it been like kind of from your perspective, like over the last couple of years? I mean, COVID, you guys had to work through the NIL kind of expansion. Now we've got, you know, these other things kind of potentially on the horizon. I mean, what's it been like just kind of riding that train, you know, over the last couple of years?
Man, it's definitely been interesting. It's definitely been interesting. I think COVID was an interesting time for just a lot of athletes in general, especially starting, you know, my senior year of high school, only having, I think we had eight or nine games because we ended up having someone that caught COVID as well. So I think that, I mean, it is a very interesting thing that you kind of have to navigate and you know, be able to talk about with other people if you're, you know, having some problems. But, you know, on the NIL side, I think that was a great move. Obviously, it's going to have some implications behind it and some things that might, you know, some tough conversations for staff and stuff like that. And it's a little harder to navigate getting players. But I think it's great just because, you know, some guys, you know, kind of deserve that, those kind of things when they were in college. So I think it's a great thing that they implemented. Just have to, you know, continue to refine it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting landscape. Tell you what, I don't think I can come out of, you know, my retirement at 42 years old. So even though I got some eligibility left, but I don't think so. Right. You know, here's an interesting stat that I looked up last night, and I posted it today. I wasn't sure if you had a chance to see it, but I don't know if you realize you're on pace to tie for the 22nd overall most games played in Augustana Viking basketball history. Did you realize that?
I didn't realize that. I did see the tweet that I played the most games, and I was very surprised. But man, that would be something really cool. That would be something really cool.
Yeah, it was like 89 games kind of in total so far. So you had 26 your freshman and junior year, 25 your sophomore, 12 this year. Now this is just based on like 13 more yet on the schedule than obviously any additional games that come, you know, beyond the regular season schedule. But I mean, currently with 13 more on the schedule, you're on pace to play 102 games, which I think is crazy. I mean, how does it feel to be approaching a milestone like that kind of in your career?
Man, first thing, my body can definitely feel it. You know, it can feel it at times. but man, it's just a blessing is the main thing that I've had the opportunity to play this many games under a great program. So yeah, I'm just blessed.
What do you feel like has been the key to like your longevity?
I think just kind of being the flexible guy, once again, I think it comes back to that. Just being able to do whatever we may need that game or that year or that moment, you know, whatever it may be. I think it's the flexibility that's been able to, you know, keep me in games and playing that many games. So,
yeah. You know, and I've asked several people, you know, how they prepare for games, but I'm thinking a little bit about the other side of the pillow around like recovery. You know, somebody who's played as many games as you have, how do you approach kind of recovery after games?
After games is immediately, you know, sit down for a while, ice up, whatever might need icing. That might be a lot of things. So, but definitely the main thing with me is ankles. So I got to do a lot of ankle rehabbing and making sure that, you know, my ankles are strong enough, just because I think the kind of brand of basketball I play is that's the thing that's susceptible to that is turning ankles and, you know, coming down on somebody's ankle. So, yeah, a lot of work on the ankles. And then, you know, ice and rest is the main thing, getting off your feet. And then we usually have an off day the next day. So, you know, that's another day of just rehab and rest and sitting around. Usually that's a Sunday. So I'm sitting there watching some football. So,
you know, it was interesting. Kind of alluded to the post. You know, when I think a little bit about the current group of Augie seniors and you know, throwing Tyler in there as well as a fifth year, it's like, you know, combined total games, it was 617, 196, almost 197 hours played. And then, you know, when I look just strictly at you group of seniors and I take Tyler out as that fifth year, you guys have played a ton of minutes, a ton of hours, ton of games on the court together. You know, I mean, this is, you know, Evan, Anthony, you, you know, Nick Gilberto. Oh gosh, I can't read half of these over here. Colton, obviously Chase and Tyler and Mike Hamilton. I mean, 605 combined, you know, kind of total games and 193 hours. Like, you know, thinking back as a freshman, you know, did you ever think like how much time you guys would spend on the court and in game situations, you know, when you guys kind of first walked into probably your first open gym?
Honestly, you know, coming in, obviously everyone, you know, wants to play and being on the floor, but, you know, you have to be realistic with yourself. And I didn't think that, you know, I would come in right away and be able to make, you know, impact or get a whole lot of minutes. I thought I might get some, you know, some little minutes here and there. But, you know, it just kind of happened like that's for almost all of us where, you know, immediately we kind of had to step up and, you know, be able to play a lot of minutes and, you know, understand the concepts that were very new. But the main thing is we had each other. So, you know, if one person was struggling, we understood that, you know, we had to pick them up or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I think that, you know, cause I think, what was it? Me, Chase and Nick started that first game. And I think all of us can tell you that we were very nervous that first game. But, you know, eventually those nerves settle. And, you know, that's kind of what is just how we've evolved over all these years. And, you know, I think that's a big part of our success as well, as, you know, having that many games played and that many hours on the court together is kind of how we formed that camaraderie and the connection between each other.
Yeah. Well, I commend the dedication, man, that you guys have put forth for the last 4 years. You know, when you look back, what's been maybe one of the most memorable moment or maybe a couple of moments over your career here at Augie?
For me, and this is probably, I don't know if anyone would say this, but I think the first game was, you know, obviously we did not get the result we wanted versus Oshkosh, which was a very good team that year. I think they ended up being ranked number one for a while, but I think that was one of my favorite moments because I remember kind of just going out there and looking around and, you know, we're in a hostile environment out in Wisconsin and, you know, I'm looking around and I see, you know, obviously the other two freshmen that started with me, Chase and Nick, but, you know, you look on the bench too and Coop's ready to come off the bench and Mike is on the bench and Colt and everyone else. And so I thought that was always awesome how we were just out there already ready to play, nervous as ever, but, you know, obviously ready to go out there and do the best that we could. And the other one that comes to mind is Elmhurst this year. You know, they put a beating on us quite a few times, you know, over the years. So it was awesome to go over there, especially and beat them at their house. That was awesome.
Yeah. You know, when I think about, you know, some of the freshmen, I was watching the JV game, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, I can't remember exactly when they played Blackhawk, you know, and obviously a couple of freshmen, you know, were out there playing. I know, you know, I've known Dom, you know, for a few years now, but when you think of some of the freshmen, what type of advice do you give them? Or, you know, if they're watching this, you know, what type of advice would you give a freshman kind of stepping in for their first year that's, you know, trying to, you know, prove, you know, that they deserve, you know, a spot in the rotation?
The main thing is, and this is really just kind of repeating things that I'm sure they've heard, but is, you know, stay focused and that everything matters, you know, whether it's something off the court that coach asked you to do, or, you know, obviously things on the court that you are required to do and should be doing. But yeah, it's just everything matters, and to just stay ready. You know, things may happen. Like us, you know, you're just kind of thrown into the fire, injuries happen, you know, guys leave, things happen. So just to be ready and to continue to put the work in, and, you know, eventually you'll get the results you want.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we'll wrap things up here. I mean, gosh, we're at over 41 minutes. This might be my longest. Sucks, because I'm going to miss the next three home games. Usually me and my son Wyatt come, because, you know, he loves to come watch Augie play, because unfortunately two of them are on a Wednesdays, and I coach a wrestling club on Mondays and Wednesdays, but also the 18th, because I'm going to go up and actually watch the Augie women wrestle at U of I. Okay. And so I'm like, I might need to go check that one out. So I'll definitely be watching online, but after that I'll catch one of the next home games here, so I'll certainly say hi if you see me. And but again, man, it's been a ton of fun. Thanks again for connecting with me so quickly, and you know, hopefully you enjoyed your time on here, and we'll good luck to the Vikings here on Wednesday.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me and appreciate your support.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.